keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Okay,
we're coming back. So I opened up some of the things. I was, you know, wondering whether I should open up some of the things, Greg, our intel agent and author of Midnight in Samarra. And by the way, if you haven't ordered and read this book, it's a violation of common decency if you haven't. And once you do, you should start the process of contacting your politicians and starting American repentance, because I'm going to declare this today for many of my co-hosts, including people like John W. Spring and Greg Ford. You are an apostle and a prophet at the time of the end. It says in the Bible there are 24 elders before the throne of the Most High God. You see it everywhere. It's in the book of Revelation. What do you mean 24? 12 are for the start of the revelation of Yeshua Jesus, and 12 are for the end before the marriage supper of the Lamb. You are one of that 12. Now, why is your book that important? Because it's like prophetic words, and we're going to talk about something that's very nasty, but we've got to talk about it. Now, we're having today the Articles of Impeachment March by this very solemn group of Luciferic demon rats, Democrats, over to the Senate. But you have to understand that every president, every country leader, every military leader has done both good and evil. Now, you saw it in Iraq with renditions and horrifying weapons of mass destruction and things that should not have been done with innocent civilians or people that were captured in undefensible. They were actually whacked by our troops, for example, like this recent dismissal of a charge against this Navy SEAL that was dismissed by Donald J. Trump, but actually put some of the branches of the military in a bit of a conniption. Now, what Donald J. Trump did, and you have to understand this, Mr. Qasem Soleimani is a high-level Iranian general. He's probably the highest level, and he's a bad guy. But remember, you make treaties with your enemies, not your friends. And Soleimani is probably responsible for the deaths of 660 at least Americans, and probably hundreds of Iraqis and others, and even imported missiles and other weapon systems into Iraq during the war to kill a lot of other Americans that we don't even know the numbers of. And he was down there actually in southern Lebanon negotiating for a peace accord with three nations for a pipeline. But he was also asked by Donald J. Trump and his functionaries to actually go to the Green Zone under a diplomatic passport with 20 staff members and an Iraqi general. And we hit him with a sunburn missile and blew him all to hell. So it's no different than whacking another guy in a different mafia organization that you decide he killed your brother-in-law 2 years ago. You can't forgive the son of a bitch, so you're going to blow him up. Even if he came to a peaceful pizza place that's supposed to be a safe zone to actually talk to your enemy. Let's say a mob boss. And Donald J. Trump, they're trying to impeach him on something about Ukraine that's total BS about this idea, because he wanted to make sure the corruption was out, because we gave $391 million. And it was not withheld. Under Barack Obama, we gave blankets and MREs to the Ukrainians to protect against the Russians. Donald J. Trump gave them tank-killing missiles and other advanced things, and it really wasn't withheld to cause any damage or let them prove that they caused any damage. It was simply delayed to the point where the new incoming president had to prove that, yeah, we're going to get rid of corruption, so this money just doesn't go into the pockets of your confreres. It goes actually to go back and buy with the $391 million of weapons. So the reason why they're impeaching Trump is because they disagree with his foreign policy. But real dangerous things, which, by the way, have happened right since World War II. I know this from my own intel sources, that during World War II, the current president of the United States at the time, we were in World War II, before World War II, we had broken the code, along with the British, and knew that we shouldn't have our fleets in Hawaii because we knew the Japanese were going to come, and we even knew they were coming to whack and kill a lot of our people, and we did it on purpose to sacrifice them so we'd be hauled into World War II. I also have intel agents sent me some years ago, in 2009, pictures of Mr. John McInsane, I call him. I don't call him John McCain. I call him John McInsane with his crazy grin. Taking selfie pictures with people from ISIS, including Mr. Baghdadi and others, as we weaponized them with satellite phones and weapons and trained them in a town near Mount Jordan before they became really dangerous. And then we were killing them all off with Donald J. Trump. We actually rescued their leaders from towns and cities in Iraq and northern Iraq and Syria to the conniptions of our own troops are wondering what the hell we're doing. We're flying them out in helicopters, right, and whacking and killing them, blowing to bits. So you have to understand, we are the doers of good and evil in America. And this is hard for you to take here, people, whether you're Christian or not. Donald J. Trump's going to have the World Prayer Breakfast coming up in a few weeks. They want to have this prayer institute and so on. Donald J. Trump is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, like all other leaders that are all in the secret order of every nation on earth. And he is a doer of good and evil. And he is a template for why we're under grave judgment. Because God's definition of good is to do his will. As I say, do God and add an extra O. If you do anything other than that, by God's definition, it's evil. That's why Adam and Eve were cast into the garden. That's why good people are, in a sense, going to hell. They're not going to be in God's kingdom because they're not doing his will. They're doing good works to massage their own ego or make their confreres in their secret order, including Bohemian Grove, like them. So you people have to start grasping that. And I'm preaching this gospel, and I need to get through with people like you directly to Mr. Trump because he doesn't know the truth. He's been taught by his father, who's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. His Masonic name, God's told me, is Apollyon Rising. With the Space Force, he's now prophesied to recolonize and rebuild the human colonies and population on Mars, which were whacked by an ancient galactic war. And the Masonic symbol of that is the erect phallic symbol of King Apollo that was destroyed when his planet was devastated by an ancient galactic war. And in front of the Vatican, in front of the White House, is a symbol, you know, they call it the Washington Monument. It's actually a monument of a symbolic representation of the giant erect penis of a King Apollo on Mars before they were whacked. That's choking me right now. People need to understand how bad this is. Let you go ahead now and explain this.
Okay. You want me to go ahead, Bill? Okay. As I understand, first of all, let me correct something. Mr. Suleiman was wiped out. His entourage, made of American vehicles from the Green Zone Diplomatic Corps, were actually wired with transponders. Okay, those two, what was it, Chevrolet Yukon?
Yeah, transponders would be allowed to track a missile, so the missile would accurately hit them. Is what you're saying?
Right. Exactly. There is no way those Hellfire missiles could have missed. Now, you mentioned sunburn, okay? If a sunburn missile had hit that entourage, virtually half of the Green Zone would have been gone, okay?
Right, so in other words, you're talking about a Hellfire, which is a smaller missile, right?
Right, yes, a Hellfire.
Yeah, sorry, I got it right correct there. Thank you for correcting me, Hellfire. But people need to understand, this was a setup. It's actually like watching, you know, that mob show a few years ago where the senior guy's dead now. You know, what they call that mob show, it was very, very popular. I couldn't miss any episodes.
The Untouchables?
Yeah, one of those. Anyway, what people need to understand that the best way to describe Donald Trump is a World Federation Wrestling game show host that happens to be a real estate mobster put in by the secret orders of the high-level people like the Jesuits and the Vatican and the Cardinals. No one gets advanced in politics unless you are a member of a secret order. In any country, no one gets advanced in any religious group unless you belong to a secret order. Nobody gets advanced in medicine or law unless you belong to a secret order inside even the law organizations, right?
That's absolutely correct. So in this case, though, there was no way that Mr. Soleimani could have survived that attack. So what I'm saying is,
right,
yes, that order was given for the assassination of Soleimani and his entourage. About 20 people were actually killed in that attack. Was that order to kill him came directly from the Knesset in Israel,
right,
and the Mossad.
Right.
Okay? That is,
by the way, they're the tail that wags the dog of America. It wasn't necessarily just by Trump. Trump just being a functionary. And the, well, by the way, the Knesset
that is exactly
and the
most, right, Mr. Trump,
yeah.
Okay, he didn't do anything bad, like he's being accused of, okay, with this impeachment issue. Yes, certainly he was involved in what was it, the squid pro quo or whatever that's called. Okay, sure he did that. But the thing is, he killed somebody. He blew somebody into little tiny hamburger bits. Okay, right. And he killed all the entourage. And the reason why is because Mr. Soleimani was in danger of actually creating a separate accord, peace accord, with the Saudis to stop the wholesale slaughter of Yemenis. Okay,
But not only that, Israel did not want to see Sunni and Shiite Islam come to the peace accord, and 22 nations have their currency under a gold dinar, which is the reason why they killed Mr. Muammar Gaddafi. And Gaddafi had surrendered his weapons, his missiles, and everything, and was building primary water facilities across his nation, supporting his people with the socialist government, which, by the way, they've reinvented that socialist government and have elected them now. And Turkey is trying to come in and invade. It's only the whacking of Soleimani that backed Turkey off and made them scared out of their mind, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So that's what Mr. Trump is guilty of, is slaughtering Mr. Soleimani. Okay. That's it. All right. Now, you know, the other stuff is rather nice window dressing. Okay.
Right, but by the way, the slaughter you can justify, because you got to remember, every military officer, every political officer, always justifies killing under certain circumstances, right?
Well, what Mr. Soleimani was angry about, and I got this from my sources while I was in Iraq running an intelligence operation, was, first of all, the mass slaughter by the killing of, first of all, Iranian citizens by American GIs, okay, Americans, in the village of Umm Qasr. That's Umm Qasr, UMCOSAR, Umm Qasr, and also the annihilation of not just many Iranians. We're talking a million Iranians by the issue of dropping American-made VX gas canisters, P-400, 1,000-pound bomb droplets, okay, air-deployable bomb droplets that the CIA and the illustrious, the very kind, generous Bush family sold to Mr. Hussein. And also, Mr. Soleimani was outraged over what happened in Baqaba, okay?
Right.
The Iraqi village of Baqaba, by, again, American troops. And yes, he did acknowledge that he did kill Americans. Here's why. The reason why you can say that is he saw the invasion, and he was under orders, the fatwa from Mr. Khatami, okay, the fatwa that he was given to attack Americans because of the initial invasion, where how many hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were killed, all right, by Khatami. And the thing was is that Mr. Suleiman also saw this, as I started to say, the deployment of nerve gas.
Right, and by the way, this is the nerve gas you identified there. And this nerve gas, by the way, is in giant depots along with micro-nukes and other devices that were there, including renditioning these people, and even after the rendition, to killing them when they're innocent and defenseless in these prison systems. And because they found out that you knew and were recoiling to this, they renditioned you. They renditioned
Absolutely.
You because you
every
were one of
the
their
word.
Guys. Right, go ahead.
Okay. And that, by the way, is why General Janis Karpinski, the general of the area of operation of all the prisons in Iraq, okay, she was in charge. That's why she has endorsed me and nominated me for a Congressional Medal of Honor, which I will never win, because I am speaking to you and your show and your listeners, Bill, all right?
Right.
Right now.
Right. Okay. The problem is, you see, I would want Trump to repent of the idea of operating like every other U.S. president and any other president or leader of Britain and elsewhere, of doing good and evil for the purposes of their ends.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
He was about to talk about the WMD that the United States of America has sold to Iraq.
Exactly.
Okay. And why Iran is so pissed beyond all description about the U.S.
We're back now.
Iran.
So, Greg, I want you to repeat what you just said to me, because we need to get into this territory of information. What people need to understand, the grounds they're using to try to impeach Trump are useless and ridiculous, and it's going to end up in acquittal. The real issue is not just this president, but future presidents and past ones have all operated in the principle that they can do good and evil as long as they consider the outcome okay, which is why they all go to Bohemian Grove, just like Ronald Reagan, the so-called pretend Republican conservative, when in fact he's a globalist. We talked about this with Gary Richard Arnold for years. What people need to start grasping is Donald Trump is operating no different than any other bomb boss by whacking his enemy. And by the way, there was justification for whacking Soleimani, and if the deal hadn't worked out, Soleimani may well have done terrorism against us because he thinks he's justified. That's what your enemy does to you. So you have to understand, yeah. You have to understand here that what's going on is there was a point at which there was going to be some kind of peace discussion occur, and Trump and his co-freres decided to whack him rather than to negotiate, and probably because he was going to release, like you said, information that America sold weapons of mass destruction to Saddam that killed lots of people that were Shia, which are like the Iranians, inside towns and cities where the majority of the population of Iraq are actually Shia that were looked to the Muslims and the mullahs in Iran, just like five other Muslim nations like Tajikistan, Azerbaijan, etc., that look to the mullahs and their religious clerics as their religious leaders. Well, people don't understand that when we gave those weapons, Saddam Hussein killed millions of Iranians inside Iraq with these weapons of mass destruction we damn well gave them. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, you better believe that's what I'm talking about. And the gas canisters, the 1,000-pound P-400 bombs, okay, that I discovered at Balad in the underground bunkers,
right,
with the help of the colonel of the 442nd Iraqi fighter bomber wing, who took me to that depot, okay, that
right,
weapons depot of those American-made WMD, and yes,
right,
I didn't misspeak. I said American-made, created and built in Fort Rucker, Alabama, reconfigured, and then shipped to Pine Bluffs, Arkansas, by a railhead. And from there, when the war broke out between, surprisingly enough, between Iraq and Iran, guess where those weapons went? They were shipped by a railhead to the Houston Waterway, where they were loaded up on the USS Wabash. All right?
Right.
Marine supply transport ship, okay, from the Navy. Shipped to the Middle East, to Iraq, okay, where they were deployed and dropped on what, 200,000 Kurds, K-U-R-D-S, Kurds,
right,
okay, our allies, okay, they were dropped on the Kurds by Chemical Ali, okay, Chemical Ali, the cousin of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
And they were also, later on, a couple years later, they were dropped at the Shuttle Rob Waterway in Iraq, okay? The southern area, right above the northern Persian Gulf, okay? The Shuttle Rob Waterway, which is only populated and peopled by the marsh Arabs, okay, who are all Shia. Gee, imagine this, Shia, okay? Close to one million Iranians were killed during that air deployment of that
right,
those VX gas canisters. Okay.
These are Iranians in Iraq or in Iran.
Okay. The Shuttle Rob is the waterway peopled with Shia Marsh Arabs between Iraq and Iran.
Right. So in other words, basically this is a boundary zone where a lot of the people in the Shia waterway were killed that were actually in Iranian territory too, right?
Well, they're mostly, it was Shia Marsh Arabs that were there. They lived there, okay?
Right.
That is the only place where they have people living on islands their whole life in the Middle East is the Shatt al-Rab waterway, okay?
Right.
Those Marsh Arabs never touched dry land in the waterway there. But Saddam Hussein was busy pumping those waterways dry because he was going to wipe out the Shia, okay? The Shia that were living there. And they had always been insurgent against him. And so he was going to drop the VX gas on them. And then also there was the Shia Iranian troops that were moving into the area, and at least 1 million, as I understand it, at least 1 million Iranian troops were killed by American-made VX gas canisters.
The other thing was weaponized anthrax. In fact,
weaponized anthrax. It was a platinum oxidizing agent made by the Bush family. The original Bush.
No, I'm just talking about the weapon of warfare that was given. For example, this is one of the things that our troops were exposed to because we gave them the vaccine, but we gave Saddam the weaponized anthrax as well as one of his weapons to fight against Iran.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I got the inoculations that made me sick for years afterwards.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I'm familiar with that, Bill.
And the reason is because of the squalene in it. The squalene in it caused autoimmune diseases, right?
Right, exactly. The titrin, or whatever it's called, okay, yes, that was it. But the thing is that at least 1 million Iranians were killed just by American-made WMD. And people get excited about the Iranians having weapons of mass destruction. Are you kidding me? Are you joking? Okay, we're concerned about the Iranians having weapons of mass destruction when we killed how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Iranians, not Iraqis, Iranians, okay? So you want to know why Suleiman was so angry about having his countrymen killed and slaughtered, you know, and murdered by a horrible death? That was it right there. And then, surprise, guess what? Okay, everybody says, well, he was responsible for IEDs. Improvised explosive devices. I sent the first reports along the highway, the A1 highway, that yes, the Iraqis were going to fight back any way they could, because remember, they had been they had their autonomous country falsely invaded. Okay, invaded for no reason. Okay, no reason. Now, but they were fighting back, just like Americans would fight back if we got invaded.
But let me fill you in a little details, which you probably know, but I want to kind of get this perspective. In 1999, 21 years ago, I spoke in Dallas, Texas, to Hayseed Stevens and about 2,000 people. And afterward, he wanted me to spend the night with him. So we were up to about 5:30 in the morning, spoke at the Atterburger, and he explained that he had lost the drillfish bit at the southwest end of the Dead Sea at 16,800 feet, and the Israelis have been doing work for years under FICO, the oil engineer that discovered the Zohar gas fields and the Leviathan field south of Cyprus, and that they had discovered that there was geology that matched up with the Bible, which he told me about the scriptures, that this giant salt dome, 26,000 feet, was capping off a giant batholith of oil, that God told me supernaturally, gave me the geography because he had let the angel to bring me through the rock in the spirit, and show me that there was 14.3 trillion barrels of oil, which is more than 7 times the world oil reserves proven at the time, 21 years ago. Now, you got to understand here that you have a thing called torsion field imaging, which is gravitonic-based imaging we've had since the 60s. And we discovered these dormant magma domes, which became the primary place that my friend John Fiala and Phil Schneider built for Bechtel Corporation tunneling to create deep underground military bases, or domes. This is where a lot of this money goes from the illegal drug cartels, the organ trade, and human trade. It's not under the scrutiny of the President, Congress, or Senate. Now, what happened is, when I explained this in the thing, that Hazy Steven was so shocked that I would know this, I said, I don't know because I'm a geologist. I have advanced scientific training. I do it because I was on Supernatural. He said, you couldn't know that possibly unless God showed you. So a few months later, he flew me, and we went to Israel, and I said a prayer in Hebrew at the Ilyim Perazim drill site with Fico, the oil engineer, who worked with Ariel Sharon at the time. And, you know, with torsion field imaging, they know how this giant batholith feeds oil to other areas like Syria and the boundary zone between Turkey and Iraq. Now, remember, Saddam Hussein wanted a direct access pathway to the Euphrates River, so he gave Syria a chunk of territory that was run by the Kurds, which is an area that did have some oil. They've known about this oil there, and they've been drilling for a long time. But they didn't realize it was fed from this giant batholith, which is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea between Jordan and Israel. Now, the motherlode of oil on the whole planet is right there. That's where the largest batholith of oil on the entire planet is, but also most of the minerals from the Dead Sea are there, which are 95% of the world's potash to grow crops anywhere in the world. Now, there's probably other strategic metals and minerals as well, but the when you have that giant thing of oil, they said, well, they wanted to get an offer in New York City. So Hazy was a couple of days delayed in New York because they were going to give him billions of dollars to start drilling again and give the Israeli oil company money to actually start the drilling. And they offered me $100 million to start if I would actually tell them the geology. $100 million, right off the top. You can have it, Deagle. Or you can be head of all kinds of ministries. We have a connection with all kinds of Christian ministries. I said, you know, I don't want anything. God told me to tell you not to drill because it would be so loud you could hear it in Jerusalem, which is a long ways away from the Dead Sea. And you will cause the nations of Asia, I primarily China, to come in and take a spoil because China knows the oil's down there. That's why China is kind of standing in the background because a lot of their oil comes from Iran. And believe it or not, the oil from Iran actually feeds from a distant kind of pipe, if you want to call it, or connection to this giant batholith. And the oil in, as you mentioned in previous shows, the oil in this boundary zone between Turkey and Iraq has around 4 times to 5 times the oil of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is around 700 million barrels. This area in this boundary zone alone is 4 to 5 trillion barrels of oil. And the really big mother load is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, where they lost the drillfish bit, but the Israelis knew there was oil there. Now, people need to understand they have what's called dynastic wealth. And the Saudi Arabians, with their oil deal over the last 35, 40 years, have now got trillions of dollars invested in banks, like the one storage area is north in Whitehall in England, where they have shrink-wrap pallets for, you know, 90-foot high ceilings go back a quarter mile, and these warehouses are full of gold, bullion, and shrink-wrap U.S. dollars because they converted the oil to U.S. dollars because that's part of the deal. That's why they'd, you know, Saudi Arabia had a universal agreement with America to support them. Saudi Arabia and the state of Israel hell are basically proxies of America and SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. They're not autonomous nations. Israel is not run by Netanyahu and a bunch of globalists in the CFR because Netanyahu is a CFR member. We're neither Saudi Arabia. They're actually proxies of world government. People don't know that, do they? And they should understand that what's going on, the reason why there's a conflict between Sunni and Shiite, because primarily it's over oil, right? It's oil. Oil is the basis for this. It's not just a religious conflict, it's geoclimatic and economic. And they're finally reaching the point now where they realize that both nations are going to be armed to the teeth with nukes. That's why Qasem Soleimani was coming down to actually work something out, because, you know, if a war gets started, most of the people in the Middle East are going to die really quick, aren't they? Really quick.
Well, they have the WMD.
Right.
Both sides have WMD now.
Right.
Thanks to the CIA, the Bush family, and the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what happens, that the Saudis have CC-3 missiles from China because we wouldn't give them missiles. I know that's my Israeli intelligence.
Yeah, the Long March missiles, right.
CC-3, and they also, and they had them for like 30 years now. They also have nukes from the Waziristani plant, because the main people that paid for all the work up in Waziristan, which, by the way, we gave access to the data to the senior technician there. What was his name? Until this last year or so of Bush's administration, A.Q. Khan, that's the guy, received technology.
A.Q. Khan, yes.
A.Q.
Right.
Khan. Now, people have to understand, we made sure the Pakistanis built tons of nukes. In fact, you talk about the total throwaway, that's why we're in grave danger of not just a war starting between us and Israel and North and South Korea. They have a 2.5-minute warning period between India and Pakistan. Remember, you have to understand that when they partitioned India up into India and Pakistan, they created a dialectic of guaranteed future nuclear war, didn't they? And the warning period isn't 20 minutes. And warning period isn't 20 minutes like between us and Russia. It's 2.5 minutes, which means if you think something's coming, you're going to throw everything you got toward the other country's capital cities, like, you know, in India, etc. So things are very freaking hairy, and I don't think the average person in the public realizes this may be the last year of human history if we don't go the right way. People don't realize 2020 is not just clear vision, it's literally the time of apocalypse. Like, you got time to repent. And what happened with Trump is rather than having working out a deal with him, which are now going to, by the way, work out tomorrow in Berlin because the Turks are scared out of their freaking mind now of not trusting what Trump will do next if they decide to invade Libya. We talked about this at Susan Lindauer last week. The fact is, what we're dealing with right now is very freaking dangerous. And the fact that they're trying to impeach Trump in the middle of him being a war president is also really dangerous. But you have to understand, we need a commission to get through to Trump privately so it doesn't go through the freaking media. Yes, the guy is a killer, just like every other president's been a killer. There's no exceptions. Every president we've had has been a killer. They've been a mob boss, every single one. No exceptions, including John F. Kennedy, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Now, you want to understand that. And if you don't understand that, you understand also that we are not a Christian nation. We are a Luciferic nation. If you want to repent and do God's will, we sure as hell wouldn't be supporting our weapons of mass destruction. We'd have universal defense, and we would actually destabilize the world so we wouldn't die of thermonuclear scalar warfare or cybernetic world matrix that they're building at Shreve Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, that the Chinese are trying to steal so they can control the matrix in the future. Xi's already published in his open documents. People won't believe this, but tough on you, damn it. I know because I've seen these documents and I know what's going on, and it's scary as hell. And the people want to say, well, I know better than you, Diggle. That's extremely unlikely. See, we are so deep into trouble right now, we can't imagine. And we aren't going to get a 7-year warning like, you know, building a temple in a 7-year period of peace, et cetera, in the middle it breaks. No. If things go south, we can have destruction tomorrow, can't we?
You know, everybody's all upset about the Iranians shooting down that, Ukrainian 737 flight?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think, first of all, before anybody gets too excited, we ought to step back and say, excuse me, what happened to the Vincennes shoot down of a Iranian airliner by an American cruiser, the Vincennes, okay?
Right.
What happened, okay, is that just for good measure, we decided to bag an entire airliner. Everybody lost, okay?
Right,
everybody
exactly.
Dead on board, all right?
Exactly. So, when was that? What year was that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco-D2. Provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri-Complete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Right. And welcome back. Greg, you mentioned that we're suffering what's called a Meiji attack by the No Such Agency, or NSA. I want you to get into this. Since America, the last century, since the 20th century, we have done a lot of sacrifice from the so-called Israeli attack against one of our ships, which actually sponsored. In fact, I think one of the presidents said he wanted that damn ship to go down. Remember that back many years ago?
Have a copy of that video of Lyndon Baines Johnson in the Oval Office ranting, okay? Whenever I need to get reinforced about my thought patterns and what I've learned, okay, as an intelligence agent of 30 years, okay, is I trot that thing out. And I play it. Just to remind me, okay, I have a couple of things. First of all, I have a coin, token coin, for gaming at the Mandalay Motel in Las Vegas. Okay, right. And the reason I keep that is to remind me of the how many Americans were shot down in a parking lot, you know, watching a country western show in a parking lot. They were slaughtered. I keep that as a reminder. I also have a 1963 World's Fair token coin. Okay, actually it's a dime, okay? And it is a neutron exposed dime. All right? There's no radiation attached to it. But the reason why I keep that is to remind me and to remind everybody else how dangerous atomic weapons are and how dangerous neutron weapons are, okay? They kill people and leave buildings standing. That's
right,
why they're
there.
Famous. And guess who owns several componentized weapons, neutron weapons, is Iran. And guess who sold those weapons to Iran? The Shah of Iran was the United States of America.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I can't be any clearer or direct or poignant than that. All right? So, Bill, you're talking about all the issues that we have all the wars we have never won, starting from, what was it, from 1900, okay? Surprise, all right? The first one that comes to mind, and like I say, remember, I'm struggling. You know, I don't have your gift of, you know, of endless intelligence. I have to really work at all this.
Okay? I'm going to get you back. Let's see. We're going to privately consult, and I'm going to get your renditioned brain regenerated. How's that?
Okay, boy.
For our sake, by the way, because you're called as a prophet and apostle, and you have experiences that are priceless, horrifying experiences that you survive for God's will. That's why you have a prophetic and apostolic calling, because people don't, they want to think America's doing the right thing. We had to whack Soleimani. We had to let our people in Hawaii die when our Navy was attacked by Japan, when we knew damn well 5 weeks before they were coming to kill us. This was on purpose, people. 9/11 was an inside job, and if you wonder why Dr. Deagle's so ravenous over this, they threatened me when I was the exit examiner for the Alfred P. Murrah Building, which is a dry run for the 9/11. And now you hear the recent shows after decades. You say, oh my God, Deagle wasn't crazy. What do we do next? Why do you think they now kill Deagle? You know why? Because there's people inside the intel agencies and the military that know damn well I'm telling the truth. People like yourself that have been listening for years. And periodically, they actually contact me and give me more information. Some of them are too afraid to come on and make public statements like you. The brave ones and the smart ones make full statements with their full name, because you have to understand, if you kind of try to hide things and they know who you are and where you are, they're going to carry your sorry succotash ass. You're going to die, sucker. If they think you know what's going on and they don't, and you haven't said your name and what your rank was and what you did, they're going to kill you, because they don't want anybody to validate inside the intel agencies or these even secret orders to finally get a repel on the red line they've crossed and say, yeah, I'm not going to do that, man. And you have to understand, that's what frightens the globalists and New World Order people the most, is that their own people are going to rebel when they cross a red line that they will not cross. Go ahead.
Sure, okay. The first one I want to remind everybody of started around 1900, okay? And this was the main... The battleship Maine.
Right.
All right.
Right. That was the Spanish-American War, wasn't it?
Yes, Spanish-American War, and surprisingly enough, I want everybody to remind me, because I have something to say specifically about Teddy Roosevelt, okay, who charged up San Juan Hill, okay, and the reason why I want everybody to remind me afterwards, because I get carried away with this stuff like anybody, is the fact that I was at a place called Devil's Lake, okay, North Dakota, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and here's the situation. At Devil's Lake, I was sent there for mines, booby traps, and explosives course, okay? The government sent me there as an agent, and Devil's Lake is a very novel place, but the thing is, there's an island in the middle of it, and the museum has all the only place I know of that has Teddy Roosevelt memorabilia. Okay, it's a museum, okay, for Teddy Roosevelt. All right? And so it's there in Devil's Lake. But surprise, when I was there, and I want everybody to make note of this, is that there were several agents, federal agents, that ended up showing up there, and as I remember, they heard about me, because I'd transferred over to military intelligence from the Navy.
Right.
And they wanted to speak to me. These federal agents wanted to speak to me. Why would they want to speak to me? I'm just an average Joe Bear, okay? Just the average bear, all right, in every sense of the word. But
funny
they said,
guy.
Hey, one of the things we understand is that you are an expert, you know, and which is a bit of a reach, an expert on something called the Clark effect. The Clark effect, okay? Everybody that's ever blown anything up, okay, has used the Clark effect, especially on a shaped weapons charge, okay?
Right.
So they came to me and they said, hey, we just had this airliner, Flight 800, get blown up in Long Island Sound.
Right.
These are federal agents telling me, okay?
Right.
And I said, whoa, hold on a sec. What do you mean they blow it up? I thought that was a spark in the fuel tank. And they said, no. They said, we have isolated it down to an explosion right behind seats 38 and 39.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's news to me. Okay.
Probably in the storage compartment below seats 38, 39, right?
I'm sorry?
Probably in the storage compartment just below those seats. In the aircraft belly.
That's all he said was there was heat spalling on the seats between 38 and 39. That's what they told me. I didn't ask for a dissertation on explosive engineering. Okay, that's what they just said. And they said, by the way, we have this fellow named Timothy McVeigh, okay, associated with the Oklahoma City bombing.
Right.
I said, oh, okay, that's nice. Again, what do you want from me? And they said, first of all, we want to know, and that's why they were at this school trying to figure out if Timothy McVeigh was taught at this school on how to make a shaped charge or some type of explosive that could blow up the Murrow Building. That would give him the wherewithal to blow up the Murrow Building. All right? So, and that's one of the first things I've always maintained was that explosive that it was supposed to be in a truck full of what was it called? The ammonia phosphate?
Yeah, ammonium nitrate.
Ammonia nitrate. Okay, sorry. Ammonia nitrate.
Which, by the way, there was seven times more in the Gopar Towers years earlier with the same munitions team. And just blew the windows in. And the building, the Alpha P. Murr building, was much, much more hardened. So the only way it could be blown up is with micronukes, RDX, high explosive core, and nanothermite. So people need to understand.
Exactly.
I'm an expert on high explosives and nuclear weapons, too, by the way, not just Dr. Deagle.
PETN and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
All right, was there. But, you know, remember, Bill, and your listeners, I'm struggling against the effects of being rendered.
Right, don't worry, I'll help you along. Okay, so keep going.
Okay, so there I was on an island on Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and of course, the first thing I saw was that I walked over, and there was nobody in it, the Museum for Teddy Roosevelt, okay?
Right.
And they talked about, you know, there were pictures of the Maine sitting on the bottom of the Havana Bay, Cuba, okay?
Right.
And surprise, it now appears is that, yes, the Maine blew itself up, okay?
Yeah,
quite by accident, it used coal instead of oil. And that was one of the main reasons why the navies of the world went to oil-fired boilers instead of using coal, okay? Because as soon as coal gets even slightly damp or moist, it creates spontaneous combustion. And it very clearly was ascertained, you know, by underwater archaeologists, okay, that, yes, it probably blew itself up spontaneously, but that was the beginning of a long, sordid history of wars, U.S.-sponsored wars. Okay?
Do you want a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and do some video and do some more audio on this?
Sure, if you guys are up to it.
I'm up to it. I'm going to get a bio break here, and you can too. And if you're up to it, people, you want to hear more truth and more need for repentance of America and our president and the demon rats and the republic rats, craps, running our government and the military, industrial, and global satanic elite running the world into hell, we're going to tell you the truth, people, and you're going to hear this not from your pastor or your politician, but from us, the prophets of the end of the age. Believe it or not, this is where we're at, people. It's time for repentance now. We'll be back in a couple minutes on our Vimeo channel.